And then FUBU, what you mean is different, but they both work. They both work. You're all in any of them.
Yeah. I don't want to comment on that one.
Kumusta? Welcome to Kumu Kwentuhan, a podcast where we talk about the adventures and misadventures of building a tech and media startup in the Philippines. Kumu is a live stream powered social networking platform for Filipinos by Filipinos. With millions of users all around the world, the app has become a vibrant space where individuals can earn, connect, create, and be their authentic self. As Kumu continues to grow, new avenues emerge in the digital space, opening more opportunities to discover talent, deliver entertainment, promote brands, and even venture into e-commerce. In a company as dynamic as Kumu, you encounter something new and exciting every day. Get a sneak peek into the world by hearing stories of people behind the scenes. From the ups and downs to the wins and losses, you are sure to walk away learning something new. Tara na, magkuwentuhan na tayo.
Hey listeners, thanks for tuning in to Kumu Kwentuhan. My name is Selena De Dios, and I will be your host for this very exciting, very lively episode. So last week, we heard all about how shoptertainment and live selling is set to become the next big thing. Tonight, we're switching gears and talking about arguably one of the most popular features available on Kumu, our game shows. We have with us Casey Montero and Robbie Domingo, who have been hosts of different segments like Game Kanaba, Quiz Moko, and even the Kumu Livestream Awards. Although they really need no introduction, I feel like I need to give them the recognition and the credit that they deserve.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
So we've had Casey on the podcast before, but for those who missed it, he is the VP of content on Kumu and was one of the first believers in the app. So much so that aside from being one of the early managing partners, he would go live to host a pioneer game show, Quiz Moko. Now on Kumu, he lives a double life by amping up the content on the platform and being one of the go-to hosts. Robbie, on the other hand, is an all-around entertainer.
Is not.
And we most notably, the game master of Game Kanaba. You've probably also seen his face like plastered all over Kumu as he's hosted other segments on the app, such as the recently concluded PBB Connect and the Kumu Livestream Awards. So now that everyone's up to speed, I just want to thank Casey and Robbie and Miss Eli quietly hiding there for making the time to join the podcast. Welcome.
Smiling grimly at us.
But Robbie, I know you wanted to give a little teaser of Game Kanaba Season 3. So, you know, before the conversation gets too out of hand, why don't you go ahead?
I'm just inviting all the Kumunizens to watch out for Season 3 of Game Kanaba. That's 12 noon. And for our Season 3, better watch out because there's a big chance that you can be part of the whole game. Not just by being a player, but, you know, be with me in the studio live. Okay, so you know what to do. Game ka na ba? Pindutan na. Why are you triggered?
That's my...
That was your line before. Sorry.
How many people am I going to have to kill to get that line back?
Yeah, I think the father of Kumu game shows wants to say something.
Yeah, it's really only that Mikael Daez, wherever he lives, right across the street from me, has stole my tagline.
I could drop by, okay.
Where are you out here?
Outside your house.
Cheers. What was the question?
No question yet. Just free-flowing conversation.
You know what? I want to say that I really like Robbie as a host. Because right now I feel that there's a generation of hosts. Like it's all the older guys, right? And then there's a gap between the next generation of good hosts. And Robbie is not in any of those gaps.
Is it my birthday?
No.
Robbie, you just got like honored, like you got knighted by Casey Montero.
So it's like you have the hosts that say like I would consider myself. Let's say Luis. You have Billy, and like that age group, right? Robbie, how old are you?
15.
Yeah, 15. So there's that age group, and you are the king of the 15-year-olds.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But I have to admit, Selena, first time I used Kumu, this was 2018. Okay, 2018, right after Mix Daily Top 10, they would say, Robbie, after your taping, try this app out. Just say hi to some people and then you'll get connected and then para ma-promote yung mix. Like, okay, let's try this thing out. And I said, what's this? Is this a monkey? There's a blue monkey. Tapos there are
puking a rainbow, right?
Wow, love win. And then there are certain gifts. So I was trying to understand everything. Like, okay, there's lechon. There are several virtual gifts before, which I could not understand. And then it's like, why would people do this one? There's TV, there are events. And then pandemic came. And then the shutdown. So this was a story I have never told Casey before. And even Rexy, the bosses of Kumu. I tried it out because of my jowa, Mikey Pineda. She told me, there's this new app. Can you try it out? It's like, what app? Kumu. Really? Kumu? Why? Why? I used that before in ABS. And then here's the thing. I tried it out like somewhere. When did we have that Star Magic meeting, boss? That was around August, right?
To get you guys on YouTube, that one?
The Star Magic, the first batch.
Oof, yeah, I guess.
Around sure. August. So I tried it out June. Like, okay, this was...
Wait, August. So in June.
June.
Like the next year.
No, 2 months before.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, meet up online. We had this... I had this crazy idea to download Kumu and just a stream. My gosh, it was a vortex. Sabi ko, I'll just go on for 5 minutes. And then I got connected to people from Italy, from different parts of the world, Filipinos. I was so happy. I was happy. And then here's the thing. August came. Parang there was like a meetup with Star Magic peeps. That's what my boss said. They invited like 30, 40 people to meet up with the bosses. Here's the thing. Only 3 came out of the 50 in that meet. I was so interested because I want to be like, I was so invested in already. I want to be part of like the gaming thing. Ganyan. And I kept on asking questions. Yeah. See, Casey, parang naasar na. And ito, totoo, Casey, whenever I see you, and especially before, I stutter a lot. Kasi I was a big fan of, before Mix, no? I was a big fan of MTV. And when you mentioned Casey Montero, you mentioned like DJ Ut. Denise, you mentioned VJ Donita, and then the most experienced of them all, Casey Montero. Casey went to my school, Ateneo, when I was in grade school. You had that MTV mic asking people.
Oh, I did. Okay, did I actually? Because I always tell people that if I picked a school to go to in the Philippines, it would be Ateneo.
You did?
No, actually, I went to visit your school. Yeah.
Yeah, and you did. We saw you during one big event.
Parang, God, you're in grade school. You're in grade
school. Gusto ko semi-kalbo because of you before. So that's a thing. And then, the very next day after our meeting, they offered Game Kanaba. And I cried together with my boss. I was so happy to get that show. And yeah.
Oh, well, it's serendipitous, I guess.
Yeah, full circle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's such a huge show, right?
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, yeah, it's such an wherever iconic show. Wherever it comes out, I mean, it's Game Kanaba, and like you know, you being like again one of the hosts that I do respect as a younger generation, because like you just said, I visited your school when you were grade school. I don't think it could have gone to a better person, and it was so fun to have you and watch you on Kumu, and then also it was cool to host with you on Mix, but it was for Kumu, and where we took our pants off together.
Yeah,
I'm loving this bromance. Yeah. Like I almost don't want to step in because I don't want to break the lovely bromance dynamic.
Selena, don't.
We can do some breakout rooms.
We got to reminisce the moment.
Remember,
we're so keen. It was so white.
my idea was to shock everybody, and Robbie did not know, and then he wanted to jump in on the fun, and then he decided to do it himself. But his shirt was a little short.
Oh,
when, because there was a, I don't even know how I did it, but I pulled my pants down and my shirt was long enough to cover pretty much everything. Robbie, on the other hand, his shirt was a little bit short. I don't think he planned on pulling his pants down for the hosting. And
he kept giving me drinks during that time.
That, yes, I did. But it was like,
started, I had like 3 cups already. Like,
because Casey planned it. He planned exactly how it would go down.
That's how we do it at MTV. And so Robbie had this nice, you know, there's
nice what? Wait.
No. So you know when people nowadays, they wear like a half shirt and they have like an under boob. You had an under ball. Yeah, with your underwear and your
thing.
Yeah. I noticed it. One. Yeah, it was under ball. It was pretty glorious.
Wait, talaga kita siya or apparent siya for the first time, huh?
Yeah, it was nice. It was quite a revelation.
That's the beauty of live events. You really
Selena,
can't filter anything.
You can step in now.
Yeah.
Finally, you met the brother.
Hello, Casey.
Sorry.
Yeah, but yeah, I like that story of Robbie opening Kumu and being like, what the heck is this? Because I think that's like the reaction I always get with like the other community members I've interviewed. They're like, now they fell in love with it, but before it's like so foreign to them and they weren't drawn to it. God. So,
it's so different compared to every other social media. And it's the people of Kumu have to explain exactly what it is to anyone they're talking, whether it's an influencer, a celebrity, whether it's a brand, whether it's a marketing company, advertisers. It's like, okay, so listen, it's all about engagement. It's all about getting closer. We don't have, 10,000 people watching a stream. Maybe we have sometimes, 50. Maybe you have 10. Maybe you have one. It doesn't matter. But that one person could be very important to you. And you create this connection. And if you're in it for money, that person can actually support you.
Yeah.
If you're not in it for money, that's fine. Because you are there actually really building real, like, sometimes friends with these people that are watching. And it's really hard to explain it to them. Yeah. So you get a lich on? Do you get a lich on? We're like, yeah. Yeah. You get a lich on.
Yeah.
It's a virtual. Why would you give someone a gift? That's always the question I get. Why would you actually gift somebody? I'm like, I asked that same question for the longest time. Why would I give money? Let's say Robbie streaming. Why would I give him a virtual gift? Why would I spend my money until I gave someone a gift? And then they got so excited and it made me feel really good. I mean, these gifts, some of them are, not even a full peso, right? I don't even know what a Tahoe is. I don't even know how much it's worth, and up to about 2,000 pesos. And so when I did give a gift, I was like, that's what it feels like. I felt this genuine, like, that's nice. And then someone entered the room and gave a bigger gift. And I was like, and then so all the attention went to that person. And I was like, that's not so nice. So then I gave a bigger gift. And then so we went back and forth. And then like that person ended up becoming like someone that I supported in some of the campaigns. And I genuinely hope that these people do well. So that was the kind of like the attraction behind the gifting, or the feeling you get when you give some.
But that gifting thing doesn't come automatically. Like, you really have to kind of dive into the app before you kind of understand how to do that. So when you first got, I guess, thrown into the world of live streaming and live stream hosting, what were your initial reactions to it? Like, did you think, for Casey who joined like 2018, 2019, did you think that it was going to take off, or did you think it was going to be like such a ludicrous idea? And then like Robbie, getting tapped to do Game Kanaba, which is such an iconic show, and then doing it on a digital live streaming platform, which hadn't been done before. Mm-hmm. Like, did you think it was going to be as successful as the TV run?
Well, before that question.
What are you laughing at?
No, I thought Celine's going to say, like, you have been hosting for 28.
It was 20, actually.
Sorry, happy 20.
Yeah, 20. A little bit more. So to answer that, like, when I was hosting the game show, like, none of those gifts were popping up. It was just a straight hosting. And for me, and I'm not sure for Robbie, when you're hosting, it's wherever it comes out, you're still just hosting. You're still talking. You're still delivering whatever information you're trying to deliver, and you're still trying to entertain people. Now, there are some, you have to adapt a bit. You have to buy equipment. You have to talk to a different audience because they're ingesting information different than they would, let's say, on TV, where they just kind of sit there and just watch, or they surf on Instagram. It's a different behavior as well compared to, let's say, a Facebook. Not much different, but it is different. So when it comes to hosting on Kumu, was it a huge change for me as a host? No, not so much. But it was, you have to tweak a little bit so that you know that people are getting the full benefit or the full effect of what you're trying to do.
In my case, it's really different because I feed off the energy of the audience. Yeah.
Yes, that's one major, major part that is so hard. Part.
Definitely. Whenever you throw in a joke,
crickets.
You try to look at that certain reference. Na parang, okay, gumana ba? Tatawa ba siya? Okay, hindi gumana, let's move on to another one. But in this kind of situation, it's hard. It's definitely hard. But I
think online hosting in general is like that, right?
Yeah.
For Game Kanaba, you have the comments, right? You can see them. Same with QMK, you have the comments. But like the comments sometimes come like a couple seconds later. So you throw a joke out there. And when I was hosting here alone by myself during the first part of the pandemic, I would throw a joke and like...
I'm lagging. Wait, yeah. Lang. Okay. Oh, there.
Just keep throwing them and be like, oh man, this is hard. Yeah. That's the worst. I think that is the worst part is the audience interaction and getting that instant. I mean, Kumu is very instant, but like if you're playing a game show, they're not going to go ha 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 ha. They're focused on the game.
And you have to constantly break that virtual wall, of course, with all the technicalities. And then some people, because you're trying to have like a TRT, a total running time. You have like certain segments specifically for questions number 1, 2, 3. And then these people just comment, Tagal.
Oh,
next. Ano ba yan? It's like, wait, we're trying to follow a schedule, especially if there's a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She's going to be part of that segment later on. So wait ka lang dyan.
I used to get so mad that let's say QMK started at 9 p.m. We say it starts at 9 p.m. So we open the stream at 8:50, obviously just to gather people. So at 8:50, people are like, Tagal, Tagal. I'm like, it's not even supposed to start until 9 o'clock. And so I would turn the mic on 10 minutes before and just be like, call people out. Oi, Robbie, Tagal, huh? We're not even supposed to start till 9 o'clock. Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? I get so picked on.
Oh.
That's so contrary to like Filipino time though. You'd think people would be late, but no, they're just that eager.
The thing is, lots of people in the Philippines and most especially from abroad, they subscribe to Kumu a lot.
Yeah.
But to break that barrier, I'm just so lucky because I get to do my stint in the Kumu studio in the Bahay Kumu and have like... a plethora of great people.
Like four.
Sorry?
That's all you need sometimes.
Four people.
With, yeah. Four only of them are right here. Yeah. Eli.
Well, no, she's not one of the good ones. She's there.
But that's the best thing about having your stint in Bahay Kumu. You got people to help you with the technical stuff, to laugh with you, and to tell you, corny.
I just basically get you
fun off Robbie.
Sorry, big brother.
Okay.
And one thing about hosting pala, especially with Kumu, well, there are different types of styles. Eh. Like you can live stream, you can have like an interview, you have like game shows. And then there's Pinoy Big Brother, which by the way is really great. Kasi Kumu believed in the power of Pinoy Big Brother, and because of that one, it broke records virtually.
Sure.
So galing.
It changed Kumu. It changed PBB. Like it was definitely a different version of the game of PBB.
And yeah, you know, we always say that Kumu kind of pioneers digital entertainment. Like it's really defining what's possible. I mean, with Kumusta Bro, you know, that live interactive live stream storytelling where an audience can actually like dictate the narrative. Like those small instances are like, wow, there's so many viable options for live streaming. So, you know, both of you have come from a like traditional media background, being VJs and then TV radio event hosts. So what has been, I guess, the biggest shift for you, or like the biggest surprise in seeing like the possibilities of content in traditional media and the possibility of content in the digital live streamscape?
Well, for me, before the concept of having like different windows for people to interact, it's kind of weird. But because of the pandemic, diba? Like this kind of setup before, parang, oh, ang tamad naman nila, ayaw nilang nila pumunta sa bahay ng isa. But because of our limitations, because of the the current situation, we were forced to have this kind of entertainment. And mind you, buti na lang may Kumu, kasi kung hindi, we'll be crazy right now. And for me, the best part of Kumu, best thing about Kumu is title itself, eh, the name. When you say Kumu, coming from the word kumusta, there's that sense of eagerness to ask your well-being. And that's very Filipino. Parang pag sinabi mong Kumu, oh, okay, it sounds international. Parang iba yung dating. And it is, actually. Pero when I found out it's made by Pinoy's, for Pinoy's, I'm all in.
I think we stole that from FUBU, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. It does, yeah.
Doesn't change things. He's still all in.
No, that's okay. FUBU, for us, by us. And then FUBU, what you mean is different. But they both work. They both work. You're all in any of them.
Okay. I don't want to comment on that one. I think Sir Paolo will watch this. So, hi, boss.
I mean, what about for you, Casey? You know, you've seen the transition of Kumu from the instant messaging platform that it used to be, and now it's breaking records, it's making waves in the entertainment industry. Like, what has been the biggest surprise for you, and what do you think digital live streaming can still accomplish? Like, what would be your biggest dream for it?
So, like, one of the biggest things that I find surprising and refreshing is that some of the biggest people on Kumu are not artistas. They're not huge on social media. They've never been on TV, and they never will be. Not because necessarily they can't, and maybe they weren't allowed before because maybe they didn't fit the mold for what was wanted on TV. But I don't think they'll actually go on TV anymore because they'll make so much, I guess their career is a lot better on Kumu. It's so funny. Like, you watch these guys who are doing the campaigns, and they're doing crazy numbers, like astonishing numbers. Like, if you just do the computation on the diamonds that these guys made in like 10 days, I'm like, what? This guy did like 800,000 pesos in like 10 days. That's insane. So why would you ever want to do TV? And because they're not going to get paid like that on TV. Like, there's only certain, maybe like a handful of people that will get paid 800,000 pesos in 10 days for doing TV.
Really?
Oh yeah. So it's really cool to see that that anyone really has a shot on Kumu, and you can see sometimes you can see some of the biggest celebrities not even on the top of Kumu. You can see them kind of just hanging down, rubbing elbows with the blue checkers or just people who are just starting out. And sometimes people who are just starting out without any of the badges are doing better than anyone else. So though it is getting very, very competitive, but again, some of the biggest people on Kumu are not these artistas that you see everywhere else. And I find that very cool.
Yeah, I like how you say that, because, you know, the whole world of influencers now, like even micro influencers, and there's such an elusiveness to them. Like, you feel like you can't be part of that. But in Kumu, that really doesn't exist. And a lot of the times people are like, no, you're lying. You know, anyone with a blue check and any platform kind of builds this like persona of being exclusive, being up there, being like that in-app influencer. But you're right, Casey, like, there's really no, it's a very friendly platform. And again, going back to what Robbie said about Kumu, like the word even like evoking a very welcoming atmosphere. You know, I've had, again, this season's focus has really been the community, and to actually hear the stories of the users, our power users, it's really just very heartwarming to know that they feel that sense of like family and belonging. And yeah, it's really the power of our community. And I know you guys would also feel that because you were the hosts of, you know, KLA. And I think that event was special for our platform, not only because it was like the first of its kind, but it also like celebrated all of the talents that had otherwise, you know, not had that platform to be acknowledged. So, you know, your experience there, because again, it's a different setup. It's like that big virtual stage setup. It's very different, I guess, to your game show experience. Like, how was that for you? You know, joining forces and getting to honor the community and just like comparing that to your usual game show or hosting on Kumu.
Well, okay na sana, but McPaul was there. So I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love you, McPaul. I told this to Miss Sheila and to Miss Sai, some of my bosses, some of our bosses in Kumu. Knowing the potential of KLA, I just can't wait for this pandemic to simmer down. And then I know for sure that it would be like, I can hear in my head, like a voiceover saying, live from Mall of Asia Arena or live coming from Araneta Coliseum. This is the KLA. So with a handful of people doing that amount of work, how much more, diba? Kung mas marami, mas organized pa and pwede tayo lumabas. So I can see like Sir Casey having like Midas hands already. this is a golden opportunity, not just for everyone to, it's not just about financial stuff, but for everyone to get recognized. And going back to the question lang, or that conversation a while ago, I will never forget what Gian and Leo first said when we had them for Game Kanaba. And they said, grabing pasasalamat namin sa Kumu, kasi kung wala yung Kumu, hindi kami makapag-audition. At dahil sa Kumu, natupad yung pangarap namin. So, kudos to the app, kudos to the family.
And he won, right?
Sorry?
Leo Fur. This year, the guy who won. Yeah. He's a super sweet guy. I've never met him, but I did watch the show. And I'm like, he's one of those real deserving, you know, humble, nice guys. It was nice. So now back to the question, hosting the KLAs. And how is it different than like a game show? Well, I can't say I never. I did host the QMK game show, the first part of it in a studio. And with just kind of how Bahay Kumu is right now, where you're in front of some people and, you know, you can, you know, you get laughs from like three people and you're like, I think I'm doing something right. And so that was, for me, the first time in a while to actually host in a studio type thing with Robbie. And it was really cool because I've never really worked. I don't think I have worked with you. And, or have I?
Not yet. I have seen you before.
Yeah. At Ateneo.
Not just online. Not Ateneo, but parang a certain event. And it's like, oh, galing talaga.
So, I mean, it was... I'm used to hosting by myself. And so with Robbie, who's very sharp, I felt like, oh man, I actually felt during the hosting, I was like, man, I need to practice. I need to practice. I haven't been doing much for a while. Or I've been talking to myself in my room, telling jokes to people that aren't laughing because you don't have that audience interaction. I'm just talking to Keith from our team.
I know Keith.
He just, in the middle of like hosting, he'll just like put something like lol wrong. I'm like, oh. Anyways, so it really felt like an event, even though, you know, if you rip it all down and tear it all down, it's just the two of us sitting in front of a screen with McPaul upstairs and maybe like four people downstairs, five people downstairs. But when you watch the show, it was this gigantic set up, the stage where me and Robbie kept walking in and out, and they were
magically appearing and
yeah. But when you say, you know, you could see this thing being so much bigger. Yeah, I totally can, because the world is adapting and evolving. And though we might see the end of the tunnel for this pandemic thing, I think that digitally the world, whether it's Zoom, whether it's Kumu, whether it's other live streaming, I think the world has adapted, and some of these, and a lot of these, if not, will become habits for the future. So yeah, hopefully, yeah, this thing can just continue to get bigger.
The thing that's amazing about it, it's from the phone screen to the big screen. That's really the trajectory of it. It's like, you know, you kind of have to go micro scale and then think bigger. And like what Robbie said, yeah, okay, for now it's in the studio, but imagine eventually in Araneta or in MOA. And then like, it's just so powerful, I guess. And it just opens so many opportunities. So, you know, that being said, what kind of opportunities has it open for you guys? Not necessarily like hosting, because you guys are who you are and you're veterans in the industry, but I guess in terms of like networking or like expanding your fan base to like global audiences, or even just interacting with people who you never thought you'd come across. Like what kind of, you know, because it's still a social networking platform. Mm-hmm. Like what, in terms of that aspect, like what kind of possibilities or opportunities has it given you guys?
Well, I'll go personal, okay? So parang because of what happened to ABS-CBN, people had to leave, people lost their jobs. And with Kumu, especially since the app is growing, the brand is getting bigger, they're trying to get more people in the company. So I'm just really happy na habang lumalaki yung company, nagkakaroon ng opportunity yung mga nawalan ng trabaho. And what I love about Kumu is they get people from ABS because they know that, you know, these people have specialized work, they have experience. And having that concept of creating another family and some opportunities for them as well as the company grows. Dun ako natutuwa. Dun ako mas na-fuel to be part of Kumu and to do everything for them. Kasi it's giving my loved ones, the people whom I got to work with, that certain way or opportunity, chance to get back up and work again for their families.
You know, it's kind of funny because I think that maybe one of the people that you're talking about is also part of your family. So, well, kind of part of your family.
not just, but
yeah,
about, right. You know, like the next people, like eventually, sila Miko Pilino, Daryl Guevara. So these people are special to me.
Well, there's a lot of people, and I again, like there's a whole bunch of other people, but I'm talking about one person specifically who was one of our biggest cheerleaders in ABS-CBN. And he was somebody who, yeah, he, like when there was a problem, I would message him like, we need to go around some of the red tape. Back then, he was Sir Paolo, and now he's Paolo because we're this. But yeah, no, it's really cool that. And another funny thing, this is off topic. You know, when you're talking about from the mobile screen to the TV screen to now possibly even the big screen. We yeah, in our
Kumu movies.
Move over Netflix. Kumu movies. That's where we do it.
Kumu move over.
Kumu move on. Have you?
Kum, get the fuck out. No, it doesn't work.
Okay.
So mobile screen to whatever screen you're going. When we, in our earlier decks, I'm not sure if LA knows this, but in our earlier decks, we were transitioning from TV. We were going to kill TV. We were going to just put them out of business. And then we started talking to TV stations and we were like, take the slide out. Take the slide out. Remove that
one. Well. But yeah.
You know, you don't have to choose, but if, well, no, I'm going to make you choose right now. If you had to choose to only do one form of entertainment, whether that's usual TV hosting or live stream hosting, what would you choose and why? Have you been converted to a live stream host?
Can't say for now.
Very safe answer.
I love hosting, period. I love my work and I love telling stories and hearing stories. So if you're asking me whether like oranges or apples, I like fruit salad. I like fruits.
Oh, what did I just walk into? Sorry.
So between live streaming and TV hosting, if you had to choose one.
Oh.
Or maybe for Casey radio hosting.
Mm-hmm. Your sink or Kumu.
See, on radio, you can't see. There isn't an instant gratification. You have your hosts with you and that's, you have a conversation. In Kumu, you can see it happen right away. And sometimes if you do something really good, you will be gifted for it. So if you're doing something well, then you will know right away. But with that said, I mean, it's not part of the conversation, but a live event is something totally different. Hosting on Kumu and hosting on TV is, whatever. I think they're the same to me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when you're on TV, let's say studio shoots, so they're the same to me. Let's say Bahai Kumu versus shooting in a studio in ABS. It's a studio shoot. It's the same. Now, hosting in front of a live audience, again, for a TV show, let's say a game kind of in front of a live audience, that's totally different.
I mean, the pressure is not the same, but the level of excitement is, you get me? Parang, syempre, when you go in Studio 10, like, ASAP, ganyan. You host together with Martin Rivera, ganyan. There's that certain shoot. You have to be the best.
Yeah.
To say, if not, this guy will just criticize you or will say, it's okay, pero at the back of his head, bobo naman ito. Pero hindi naman sila ganun now. Don't get me wrong.
So you just said that Martin calls you bobo.
Well, not just Martin, but
it's Gary also. Gary, Shasha?
Gary, Shasha, Regine. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Always. I'm just kidding. But in Bahay Kumu, I don't know. For some strange reason, I enjoy being there.
It's so relaxed, though. It's so relaxed. I think it's also because...
it's a bahay.
Yeah, that. And I think because Kumu is a very, I guess, non-judgmental, very friendly, open place. I almost feel sometimes that you don't... that they kind of accept you exactly how you are. So if you make a mistake, it's totally fine. Because everyone there... it's not necessarily that they're not expecting the best from you. I'm just thinking that it's... Because it's the way that people communicate on Kumu is it different than what I guess they would expect from you on TV.
And the culture is good in Kumu.
Yeah.
If there's a USP, I would say the Kumu police.
They're the KJs.
The KJs. I love the KJs.
Yeah. I've been reported so many times.
People, the negative people out.
Yeah. They try to kick me out because I say bad words.
I found the underball.
That's now put it up halfway to the screen. Put it up a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
Underball.
That's what you saw during KLA.
That's what I saw.
So just to give a visual description of what's happening, because this is going to be a podcast, Robbie is holding up an egg.
I don't even know why you have that in your room, but that's what I saw. It's nice. Not that big, but like it was right there.
Oh, man.
I would be surprised. I think may sakit na akong ganito.
Elephant baltitis.
Yeah. Well, going back to what you said, Casey, I really thought like hosting live stream and hosting TV would be miles apart. Like that was my personal expectation for it. But I guess, you know, you two being veterans and just used to, you know, entertaining.
No, don't get me wrong. There are certain circumstances where it's so different. But like when you host on TV, there are setups that are just the same as cool.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, in that aspect, it's the same. But then, you know, you walk into a, like I said, Game Gana Ba or a ASAP or a Lunch Out Loud, where they're supposed to be like a bunch of people, and you vibe off that, which is the same way that you would kind of vibe off comments during a live stream. But like a live audience, they'll hit you like that. Everyone at once, so you know you're doing something great, and then you can just keep on going and keep on going, and you can look at someone in the eye, and you can say, okay, I'm going to go with this person, and then you know everyone else jumps in on that, and you can carry people around. You know, it's a different ride. It really is. But with that said, you can still kind of emulate that in Kumu and in live streaming. It's just a different tactic.
Yeah, I think once I saw this like banter war in the comment stream, and like the person on the live stream was trying their best to like keep up on it, but it just wasn't happening. It was like the lag and then just, you know, miscommunication. But you know, you do what you can with what you can. But you know, we actually have to end this episode off in a bit. I don't want to keep you guys too late as well. But
uh-huh.
I've been enjoying the bromance dynamic since the start.
Are we next to each other in this Zoom thing?
For me, you're like next? Robbie's like on top. He's the window on top.
He
of
would
you.
Be.
Oh.
Do you want to do like the heart thing?
He would be. He's to my left.
Really? You don't want me on top?
No, it's where you are. That's where you belong. I'm a power.
Oh, okay.
Kapagod eh. Yeah.
No, that's why I just...
So wrong. This is so wrong. Holy week pa naman.
Good timing. Perfect timing.
But it's like Holy Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, so Monday is what? Monday?
Yeah, Holy Monday. Holy Tuesday.
Holy Tuesday.
Wednesday. And then Monday, Thursday, Good Friday. And then Black Saturday.
And then Easter Sunday.
Ateneo.
Man.
What's Monday mean?
Like, answer that for full credits.
Before
Tuesday.
Before Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, somewhere along the line, they're like, let's just screw everybody up here.
Sabog. Sabog siya.
Yeah.
But you know, before we end this formally, I just want to ask, can we expect anything from the two of you? Are you guys going to reunite, hopefully,
for a baby.
Oh, a baby, or maybe like a future Kumu segment together? Is anything, can we expect?
You know what, it's
about
funny.
That one? Pressure all. But I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it.
I'm about to lose control. And I think I like it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Me too. I watch.
You should be there. So I remember when I met Robbie about the Star Hunt thing, and he had all these ideas. He had all these ideas that you're the only one asking questions. I think you had a piece of paper out. You're like a student. You were there, kind of like the first time that you saw me. You were a student. You're a grade school student, and so like he had all these ideas, and I think a lot of them should happen. I don't remember a single one of them, but I know that he had ideas, and I'm hoping that one day it happens.
You said, medyo costly royalties eh, for one show. Eh.
I think we figured that out, though. I think we've already figured that out, right, Eli? Hosted by yours truly. Robbie Montero.
Really? It would happen. Wow.
So certain things to probably look forward to. Again, I remember when Robbie was pitching ideas, I hope that some of those ideas come true for him. If you ask me what they are, I wouldn't know because I wasn't listening. But like, I think that some of them are going to be pretty good ideas. If not, then then he can have the egg show, like the swaying egg show. But I think he's got a really good mind for this, and he understands the app. So I'm looking forward to hearing like some of his new ideas now that he's been on it for what, a year now? So someone close to a year?
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you fully grasp what Kumu can do. So I'd be all ears to hear what he has.
Yeah. But right now?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Of pitch course. Meeting.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
No, besides the franchise shows, like esports, like a league coming from Kumu. Oh man, that would be nice for the SEA Games, for the Olympics. Especially they have like Kumu Gaming right now. And then the concert scene, KLAs, it will happen again. But as we wait for that one, I have to tease you guys that I have seen the virtual stage for season 3 of Game Kanaba. And grabe. Grabe. These people are really onto something. And even if we get the vaccines, patuloy pa rin yung virtual events. And I think with what Kumu is doing, people will just be on their phones or at home because it's the same thing. Going to one place or having it either sa TV or sa mobile, we'll have the full experience. Trust me when I say this. Season 3 Game Kanaba, larong-laro na yung stage. Is gonna change the name of the game.
Big what expectations.
What would it be called then?
Game Kanaba Season 3.
But I have stage show.
You have to see the stage.
Galing. The mock-up.
Galing.
So now the Kumunizens have something to look forward to. Number one, Game Kanaba Season 3 with the amazing set design. And number two, the future of Kumu's content is gonna be in Robbie's hands. So
no pressure.
Or he has a lot of ideas.
It will be my job, by the way.
Yeah, or you know, was it Robbie Montero?
Yes, hosted by Robbie Montero.
So many possibilities.
I would love to seize the moment, lang, just to tell Casey thank you for believing in my nonsense, and I will be committed to be part of not just the brand, but to help the family be bigger.
Appreciate it. And Kumu was built on a lot of nonsense and a lot of crazy ideas from a lot of crazy people. I mean, we were a really crappy messaging app before. We were supposedly the Philippines Viber when there was already Viber. So what's the point, right? It's like, let's be the world's Yahoo. So yeah, I mean, we're excited to work with you. Possibly we're excited to work with a lot of people who have crazy ideas. Some of our earlier shows were content creators' ideas. Every single one of our staff, actually, I think, has come from Kumu. Selena, did you come from Kumu? LA lang hindi, actually.
Oh, like the app? Like as a live streamer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, like I came from Ateneo, not from Kumu.
All right. Well, edit yourself out of this.
Pero because of Kumu as well, parang there's deeper appreciation for the tech stuff and for, and it's just a celebration of talent and skills. Like, especially Ms. Sheila, you know, and her team are from Seven, okay? So when I got to work with them, parang, okay, they're cool people pala, and then they're really good. Kasi, you know, medyo, ano ko eh, I had to work within the confines, within the walls of Sergeant Esquera and Mother Ignacia at ABC.
Right, which is pretty crazy because like Martin was calling you Bobo and you still were happy there.
Yeah, kasi dog eat dog. Parang yun. So pero when I got to work with these amazing people, sabi ko, okay, galing. So it's a celebration of Pinoy talent and connection. Well, I'm holding this one. I don't know why.
In a nutshell, Selena, what is going to happen with Kumu? I don't know. Nobody knows. Like, we couldn't have forecasted where we are today. We couldn't have thought of that. And a lot of the ideas come from random inspirations. And it's, so where are we going to go? I really don't know. And to sound like a cliche, the sky is not even the limit.
Wow.
Why would people say the sky is the limit? There's stuff past. I don't get that saying. Is that right? The sky is the limit. Well, so there's a limit.
When there shouldn't be.
But it's limitless.
Yeah. Unless, yeah, because it's accepted that there is no limit to the sky.
Oh. Well, whoever who created space.
That. Isn't that still the sky?
Line? No, that's space.
We're out of that. Siya yung nauna. Pero,
all right.
Wow, we're getting so philosophical at like midnight.
Since kayo yes. Nauna sa streaming, wala magagawa yung iba.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So I don't know where we're going to go. We're moving forward and we're constantly pushing the envelope on what is digital, what is happening. Like, it's so cool to see someone in Bohol who's 25 talk to someone in Chicago who's 25. Maybe they're from two different countries, two different worlds possibly, but yet they could still also be going through the same stuff. So who knows? I mean, with our community as strong as they are and growing every day, it's just this morphine changing evolution that is happening in Kumu and which is happening around the world. And, you know, it's interesting and it's very exciting. God, yeah. It sounds so tight.
And then another
cliche. I'll be surprised if Kumu was used for like voting registration in the future or voting even. Parang galing lang.
Oh, yeah, hang on a second. I'm writing that down.
Taking down the notes na.
Pamela. Nice.
Yeah.
Pwede yan.
All right. Yeah. Let's vote for Robbie.
Well, to end on another cliche, I guess expect the unexpected. You know, like Casey said, it was like founded on craziness and it's just a bunch of talent that it's like really a place that does celebrate talent. So for as long as we do have that strong foundation of just creativity and like no judgment, then really the sky is not the limit. You know, just flipping that quote on its head. I can quote you on that now moving forward, Casey. You own it. Own that quote.
It's mine. And yeah. Then someone's going to be like, that was a really dumb quote, Casey.
But yeah, I guess on that note, you know, I want to thank you two for taking the time to be a guest on this episode. I know it's late and I know we went a little bit over time, but I really appreciate it. And thanks as well, as always, to the listeners who have tuned in to the whole season of Kumu Kwentuhan. This is our season finale, so, you know, we hope you stick around for the next season. As for what's coming up next, I guess you'll just have to stay tuned to find out. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Kumu Kwentuhan. We hope you stick around for season 4 to hear more crazy stories from the team at Kumu. Check us out at kumu.ph and don't forget to download the Kumu app on the Google Play Store, App Store, and Huawei App Gallery.